Good morning. I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today. Virginia Technology Today is a public affairs feature of WFIR. Today, we are pleased to welcome Derek McGard, Executive Director for the APEX Center for Entrepreneurs at Virginia Tech, and Sean Collins, Director for the APEX Center for Entrepreneurs at Virginia Tech. Derek and Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks so much for having us, Kim and Eddie. This is a blast.
Excited to be here.
Derek and Sean, last week we started the conversation about the resources we have for the entrepreneur community. Of course, you gentlemen represent the APEX Center. We have Link at Virginia Tech, the Corporate Research Park. We got the new innovation campus happening in Northern Virginia. Is your goal to take the work you're doing in APEX, put it all together and kind of take it on the road to all the other facilities that we have in the Virginia Tech community?
Yeah, Eddie, I think it's a great question. And for APEX, our vision is absolutely that. In fact, we're building programs right now with the intent to scale and to be able to take these programs to Northern Virginia and other areas in Virginia to help our startup companies grow. The reality is our focus right now is on our student entrepreneurs. And to Sean's point earlier, just making sure that they have this experience, hands-on experience around entrepreneurship to build these talent pipelines for our companies, but also the students that do have startups, making sure that they have the resources they need to grow and be successful. Many of them will need to land in Northern Virginia or Richmond because of the resources that are available there. And so for us to have partnerships and to even have a potential landing pad with programs in those areas is going to be absolutely critical. And we need folks to help us financially, to help make this vision a reality. And so as we think about what that vision can do, not only for Virginia Tech and our region, what it can do for the Commonwealth and what it can do for the country is exponential. And so this is a real area that Sean and I are looking at over the next couple of years. And we've also made the commitment that our next hire is going to be a director for Northern Virginia. We're going to have someone up there that will complement our skill set and leadership here in Blacksburg with someone up there that can help build out the programs and help partner with the folks that are building that out. Lance Collins and Brandy with Link License and Laws, their vision is incredible. And we very much want to be a part of that and play a big role in helping this move forward.
Recently, we've seen several good articles, as Kim and I was preparing for the show, about APEX, the student competition. I think you're getting ready to kick off again at the Virginia Tech Entrepreneur Challenge. I believe we have our own version of Shark Tank held annually at the BTC Health and Science Technology Campus and the Fralin Biomedical Research Center. Could you talk about the competition structure and how this engages young entrepreneurs and about any upcoming competitions that folks might want to learn about?
Yeah, absolutely. Competitions are a key part of what we do, not so much because we focus on who wins or doesn't win as much as the experience and the preparation that it puts our students through. With regard to the Shark Tank competition down at the Virginia Tech Carilion Health Sciences and Technology Campus and FBI, that's a great opportunity where we actually are able to bring together a cross-functional teams of medical students as well as students from business and engineering and give them a piece of technology and let them kind of reverse engineer, the right problem it solves, the right market. Tremendous learning tool and process. And I think this is one of the great points that I think is important to bring forward today is the APEX Center doesn't have to own. In fact, we don't own most things, entrepreneurship, but we want to help make them all successful. And so with the Shark Tank, we're a partner. And we do things like help source students from business and engineering to participate. We also bring in alumni, as Derek mentioned. And we hosted Jeff Conroy, who's a preeminent entrepreneur in the Commonwealth with a very strong life sciences company called Embody. He was a mentor and a judge that came through our visiting entrepreneur program at the APEX Center. So we're a big fan of those types of competitions. They happen throughout the year, and the best way to stay on top of that would be to plug into our social media feeds at APEX Center VT.
Our guests today on the show are Derek McGard and Sean Collins of the APEX Center at Virginia Tech.
As you all know, certainly higher education has changed in a blink of an eye due to the pandemic. What are you going to be sharing with your students this fall about this massive disruption that we've seen across the industry?
Yeah, I think the really exciting thing about this time when it comes to entrepreneurship and you look back in history during economic downturns or, you know, different crises that our country has faced, out of that is a huge evolution of innovation and entrepreneurship. And what we are going to see over the next couple of years are the next generation of innovators and entrepreneurs. There are going to be new businesses that are going to be started that as a country, we never thought were possible. And for us, that is our mission. We get so excited about seeing these young minds take ideas from inception all the way to commercialization and to a product or service. And so for us, this year is going to be our biggest. We will have the highest enrollment. We will have a ton of students that are engaged with our programs because this is what the world needs right now. The world needs more innovators and entrepreneurs to solve the problems that our country is facing, the world is facing. And so when we look at how we do that, Sean and I are actually preparing to launch a pre-accelerator program that will help students prepare more formally for this next step in their career and help them prepare for places like RAMP and Lighthouse Labs and Y Combinator and even landing at the Corporate Research Center. And as we launch this pre-accelerator program, this is going to be really critical for us and our students to allow them to have mentorship, to allow them to have connections to our alum base, all across the country. And it'll allow them to take a process step towards taking their ideas to being revenue generating businesses. And so we're super excited about this next year. And I think when we have this conversation next year on WFIR, we're going to have some really fun stories to share. And so we're excited about what this looks like.
And Kim, I'll just add on, you know, when you look at disruption and where opportunities come from, you know, this is a great example of the easy thing to do would be to stop running programming because of COVID-19 and the difficulty in pulling people together. But we actually see this as a huge opportunity. You know, we have alumni from coast to coast that are experts in various industries, that are investors or that are proven entrepreneurs themselves. And so we're going to be taking the majority of our programming and delivering it virtually, which actually allows us to engage a much wider base of students and alum. You know, everyone loves Blacksburg Roanoke, but it's hard to get back to. And so I think that message of acknowledging hardship, but also on, you know, looking for the opportunities that it creates and how you can change your behavior, you know, to thrive at times like these. And like Derek said, wouldn't surprise me if our numbers increase by 25 or 50% because of the way that we're dealing with the disruption.
So Sean, is the intent to take more of the prepackaged material and provide them online in a MOOC type of format for the masses?
I think you can. I mean, I think the content is important, but the process and the coaching and the guidance through the process is what brings that all together. I think at the Apex Center, as well as with RAMP and Mary down in Roanoke, everyone, you know, is of like mind that, you know, there are things that you can do in mass and deliver through technology, like massive online open courses for fundamentals. But at some point, you know, here's the analogy I'll use, Eddie, the Virginia Tech football team watches film, and that's passive and that's helpful, but they would never play a game without putting on pads and running plays and getting knocked around. And so we are the shop that puts people on the field, runs design plays, lets them get knocked around. Then we pick them up, dust them off again. And so in my opinion, you know, the content is helpful and fundamental, but you have to run the plays. And the best place to do that is while a student's on campus surrounded by faculty practitioners. So that's very much our focus.
Eddie, I will say that, you know, one of the things that we really want to do, going back to my speaker engagement and bringing folks here to the region, that inspiration is something that we definitely want to capture and do a better job of, recording those things and being able to repurpose them for future and also being able to share those with the community. And so now with a virtual environment, that is going to provide itself and lend itself to new opportunities and to engage folks that otherwise may just not have the time or bandwidth to make it to our region to engage them virtually and have them share their expertise with us. And so those will be things that we will definitely capture on a virtual environment and share.
Derek and Sean, unfortunately, we're out of time for this week. What an incredible center that you gentlemen are running and a great service that you're providing to the students at Virginia Tech. Kim and I would love to invite you back to the show in the near future. And until next week, we'd like to thank Joey Self. He's the producer of the show. Until then, I'm Eddie Amos.
And I'm Kim Blair, and this is Virginia Technology Today.